Hello, America. I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show. We are the show freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. And I want to put out a warning to elderly Americans, actually middle age and above, but mostly elderly. The CJNG is selling illegitimate real estate in Mexico, making it look very official and scamming Americans out of hundreds of millions of dollars. It's a huge problem. And it has to do mostly with timeshares, not exclusively, but overwhelmingly. We're going to tell you how they do it, and we're going to help you put a stop to it by not participating. Please share and subscribe. Only 3% of our videos are getting sent to our subscriber base, which is over 222,000. So we'd ask that you would help us. And in addition, we are brought to you by a tremendous product, gold. Gold has gone up 48% in 8 months. Astronomical increase. It's the number one investment in America. Some people are getting second jobs to buy gold. Noble Gold can help you do this. Stay away from the paper. It's illegitimate. It's oversold. And the gold and the banks and the clearing houses cannot cover it. Some will get covered, many will not. Stick to the hard stuff. Gold is where it's at. Additionally, if you have a retirement in the bank, get it the heck out. Because under Dodd-Frank 2010, a bank in distress can take your money. No questions asked. You're an unsecured creditor. Once you put it in, or the law has ruled that they own it. I think it's unconstitutional as heck, but they own it. Noble Gold can help you with all of this. Now, there are no guarantees. And anytime you do this, and I give that warning in good faith, but I'll say this, I've been a customer of Noble Gold many times over, 7.5 years going on 8. I've been an advertiser 8.5 years going on 9. I speak with confidence. No call centers, no pressure, just good solid advice, and you get to decide what's best for you. Let me send you a free information packet, DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com. Put your email address in. I'll send you out a mini prospectus in layman's terms, very short. Or you can call Noble Gold directly, 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. Oh, man, wow. So many scams from the cartel. This is happening in Puerto Vallarta, Acapulco, and many other resorts. The CJNG is coming in. They have existing phone sales for legitimate timeshares. Legitimate. I remember when my wife and I took a corporate trip with her employer when she was a big time corporate, all expense paid vacation with some of her coworkers. And we met some people that were selling the hotel areas for timeshares that we were actually staying in. They're all American, almost exclusively female, young 30s. Ain't the case today. The cartel comes in, they get these call centers. They get rid of, you know what I mean by that? They get rid of the owners and they take it over. They're armed with attorneys. They're armed with all kinds of sophisticated phone services. And they start calling Americans from lists that get sold to them by American people. And they call and they get Agnes. Agnes is not 20. Agnes is 70. Her husband, Howard, is not 20. He's 75. Hey, we've got timeshare here. We can get this 50% below market. Motivated seller, we can do this. And they send bank notes because they get the corrupt banks to work with them. They send them official documents from real estate companies they've taken over. And it all looks very legit. And so the people put down their money, 20%, or they pay the whole for timeshare intact for their time. And then we're talking tens of thousands of dollars. And then they find out they've been scammed. Anyone who won't stay working in the call center, they get rid of them and replace them. It's brutal. It's brutal. They have quotas strictly enforced, if you know what I mean. All right. Now the people have been ripped off. That's the end of it, right? No, not exactly. What happens next is now they pretend to be the government. Remember, they have lawyers working for them. They get all kinds of fancy documents. We understand you've been scammed. The Mexican Supreme Court wants to hear your case and put it on the docket. We have attorneys ready to represent you for free, but there is a processing fee, and that we can't pay for it by Mexican law, so you have to pay for it. And so they're putting out another $5,000, $10,000. They get scammed on top of the scam to try to correct the scam that was created by the CJNG in the first place. This is happening everywhere. Look at what we've talked about today. Stolen oil going to gas pumps in America. Avocados taken over by the CJNG. And now timeshares and real estate purchases in resort towns controlled by the CJNG. Do I have to say more? This is just, isn't this just phenomenal? The cartels are taking over everything. And when they don't get their way, they have brutal ways of dealing with things. And a major event along those lines just happened in Mexico City yesterday. We're going to report on it here next. I'm Dave Hodges. This is The Common Sense Show. Sign up for our newsletter. TheCommonSenseShow.com is where you go. Click the newsletter link, put your email address in, and you'll get an update of everything that we do completely, word for word, video for video. And it comes out every 24 hours to your email box. It's free, and over 50,000 people have decided this is a good thing. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back here again next time. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really, really good to be with you. Thank you so much. Please share far and wide. We're going to get about 3% of our subscription base of over 220,000 people being notified when we produce something. So please put it out there. Some of you had also written to me about problem with the newsletter. Yep, we had a one day down. It's back up. You should have received all the makeup today, and we'll continue to put that out every day. We apologize for the inconvenience. We're not sure what caused it, but nonetheless, the webmaster has remedied it. So we have an interesting show. The cartel is franchising the cartels. And we're going to take two areas here, and I'm going to break this up into different presentations. There's too many. But the cartels are no longer just smuggling people, selling drugs, doing all the things that they do. They're now franchising into other areas. And it's quite shocking how complete this is. And we're going to go ahead and present this to you. And I think that what you're going to say is, wow, I never would have guessed. And it shows how complete the cartel control is. And then we have an example of that cartel control in Mexico. Lot going on, too much to report to cover. We're having to prioritize. I think you'll really get a lot out of this. And again, thank you very much for sharing. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter. TheCommonSenseShow.com is where you go. Click on the link for the newsletter upper right-hand corner. Put in your email. We don't sell your data. It'll come out to you once a day with everything we've done in the previous 24 hours. Over 50,000 people subscribe, and it's free. We are brought to you by great product. This boosted my immune system, where it restored my lung functioning. You know about my RSV and strep lung linings. I couldn't walk up a flight of stairs 2 weeks. I was doing that. I was back in the gym, not at a high level, but eventually I built up. And as I gained momentum, the second product helped me with my joints. I got bone on bone, right knee, and a little pain in my shoulder. And I've had rotator surgery before. So as I started to move up in weight class, so to speak, in terms of what I was lifting, I was hurting. And Scotty Sachs said, Dave, I don't know how long it's going to take for this to work. It depends on a lot of variables. But in relatively quick order, if you rub this on your affected joints, you're going to feel better because it produces pluripotent stem cells. Whoa, I know what that is. And sure enough, it did. I'm doing things on leg workouts that I haven't done in 25 years. And I've been doing it for a year with no degradation. So that's the second one. The third is skin cream that erases fine lines and wrinkles. It's good for cuts and abrasions. Together, this is the three pack, and you get it for 15% off for a limited time. go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. And I'm going to tell you, I owe my life to these products and this company. I was not originally an advertiser. I was given these products to help me. And I thought, I got nothing to lose because the medicines aren't working. Doctor says lung linings aren't coming back. So what do I got to lose? Here I am today. Praise God. And thank you to the people that produce the NanoSoma products. And most of all, to my friend Scotty Sachs, who brought me these ideas, these products. All right. Where do you get your gas from? Well, okay. Refineries from the oil wells, transported, they're refined. Then it gets to your gas pump. And you've got the old Seven Sisters of Oil, Exxon, British Petroleum, you know the usual cast of characters. But there's a new player in who's giving you gas. And I don't understand yet the American connection and the details on how they do it, but I know it's happening. Too many sources telling me the same thing. Here's what's going on. The cartels, mostly the CJNG, the New Jalisco Group, the most powerful cartel in Mexico now, they're tapping into the production lines of Pemex, which is the nationalized Mexican oil company. Now, remember, Pemex, I did stories on this about 10, 12 years ago, infiltrated by China. I had people in Pemex confiding in me. I had two of them, to be exact, one in particular. And he said, yeah, the Chi-Coms show up here and they do this and that and the other. And we know they're stealing oil from us. Well, now that oil is coming into the United States and is being sold. And there's a chance that when you fill up your tank, it's cartel delivered oil. Now, I know how it gets here in refinery trucks that are fraudulently marked to be a company other than what they represent. How they're cutting the deal with gas station chains and individual gas station owners, that part I'm working on finding out. I've been told a couple things, but I'm not going to say it until I can verify because mostly I don't want to get sued for saying something that's wrong. But I do know it's happening. And so I'm not going to call out individual oil companies or individual gas stations yet, but it is happening. And you're saying, well, this is pretty amazing. You get your pot, you get your child trafficking and all that horrible, horrible thing that's going on there, the human bondage and all that. Did you ever think you'd be getting oil from the cartel? And here's the amazing thing. It's been discussed in the Mexican legislature. That's why I'm comfortable coming on here. They've talked about theft from Pemex oil going into the United States. Wow. How resourceful. Well, stay tuned because I'm going to come back in our next presentation and I'm going to tell you about a second situation. And this one I can name names because it's proof positive. And all of these ventures follow a pretty similar pattern. Who are the cartel involved? CJNG. You're going to hear that a lot. They're the dominant cartel. Hey, thanks for joining us here on the Common Sense Show. Don't forget about our TV show, the commonsenseshow.tv. Sign up today. We're putting a bunch of new entries up there, four to be exact. And you're saying, wow, that's a lot. It is. People love the hiding in plain sight, repressed technology, UFO congressional testimony, evaluating that, and a whole bunch of other things. It's a little bit outside the geopolitical. With some overlap, but people love it. And we have our geopolitics there as well as our interviews. That's the commonsenseshow.tv. Sign up today. As I mentioned in an earlier report, earlier segment, I said the cartels are franchising and they're branching out to other domains of making money, all of which are illegal, of course. But you're not going to believe this one. And this one, I can give details. We have names, dates, places, and so forth. But what would you say if I told you there's a good chance when you go out to your favorite Mexican restaurant? Mine is Anita's in Wickenburg, Arizona. Awesome. Best one in the state. Been going there for over 20 years. Funny, they still have the same people working there. What does that tell you? But anyway, it's incredible. I like when I have my cheat days on my diet, I have chili relleno fattening and ground beef taco, rice and beans. And I love guacamole. There's a good chance that that avocado is from Mexico. That's not surprising. That's been going on for years. But what hasn't been going on for years is who's controlling these avocados. We're going to tell that story right here on the Common Sense Show. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host, and we're the show, Freeing America One Enslaved Mind at a Time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we are brought to you by a tremendous product here. Do you want to look younger, feel younger? Well, you got to put collagen back in your system. And this product is from BioTrust. And BioTrust researches everything, everything. And they give you detailed research. And by the time you've reached middle age, you've lost over half your collagen. Hair's falling out, the joints hurt, you don't have the energy you did, the wrinkles are forming. There's a lot of collagen replacement products out there. Very few of them work. This one works because it takes the five types of collagen, blends it into one, it crosses the blood-brain barrier, and begins to replace lost collagen. Now, how do you know it works for you? Well, first of all, they're going to give you 51% off. Secondly, they give you a 60-day money-back guarantee. It won't take that long. You'll be able to tell within that period whether or not this is making improvements for you by replacement of lost collagen. Get your own Ponce de Leon Fountain of Youth. Go to healthwithdave.com. That's healthwithdave.com. Okay, like I said, nothing better than avocados. It's really one of the favorite part of my meals. That and hot sauce and some chips. Oh, I'm a Mexican food connoisseur. It's my favorite. By far and away, my favorite food. Much to the chagrin of my waistline, because there's not a lot of dietary friends on there, so you've got to eat it kind of sparingly, at least for me. So anyway, here's the deal. A group of farmers towards the Gulf, you know what they were doing? Piece of cake. Raising avocados, sending them north, making lots of money. We enjoy it. But then the United Cartel, one of the smaller cartels, moves in. They say, we're partners now. Oh, no, we're not. Well, yeah, we are, or we'll kill you and your family and just take the farm over, or we'll just burn your crops down. Well, the CJNG, biggest cartel in Mexico, most powerful cartel in Mexico, they came in and they said, we can protect you. We'll stop the United Cartel. We'll stop the government from interfering, and we'll step in and help. All we want is a cut. We're not going to work your farms. We're not going to take your product. You just do business as usual. But we'll provide you protection. It reminds me of the old mafia protection rackets. Hey, I'm going to sell you some protection. We don't need any protection. Who do we need protection from? Us. That's what's going on there. The CJNG has taken over the avocado market in Mexico. So there's a good chance the next time you sit down to eat your meal and you put a little guacamole on that great tasting Mexican food, it's cartel avocados. See, we've already covered here, you're getting stolen gas, you're getting avocados, but we ain't done. We got another one that we got to talk about here, and we'll do that next. Thank you for joining us. Make sure you do two things. One, TV show is great. You've heard me talk about it a lot. Hiding in Plain Sight, very popular. Sign up now, thecommonsenseshow.tv. Secondly, pretty cool. Secondarily, we got a newsletter. We had a glitch. We're sorry. We apologize for that. Doesn't happen very often. We're back up. Everything is out. But if you sign up, you go to thecommonsenseshow.com, click on the newsletter link, put in your email address. We don't sell your data. And you will get an email from us every single day that's a complete duplication of everything we've done in the previous 24 hours. And you don't have to keep coming back here. It's one-stop shopping, and over 50,000 people appreciate it. And best of all, it's free. Thecommonsenseshow.com. We'll see you back here next time. Thanks for joining us. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We are brought to you by the three pack, as I call it. These are lifesavers. They were for me. I'm doing a promotion for the company now because of my results. This brought me back from death's doorstep. It boosts your immune system to unbelievable levels. You can read all about it at iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Once you start working out, get back in shape, because this allows you to do so. This takes care of joint inflammation, arthritis. It did for me. I'm doing things I haven't done in 26 years. Fine lines and wrinkles disappear with the skin cream. Good for cuts and abrasions. Together, the three of them are 15% off. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Let's speak to you frankly here. And some people don't like it when I say either side of this issue. If someone is a criminal and they've committed crimes like aggravated assault, assault on a police officer, murder, manslaughter, carjacking, armed robbery, they need to be in prison for a long time for the safety of the public, if nothing else. When those people are illegal aliens, they should be deported. If we're going to have judges that interfere in that process outside their jurisdictional authority, then they need to put in prison the same as American citizens. Yeah, it bothers me that there are some politicians in this country that could care less about the safety of the general public. And I'm making this point clear. Now, I've said this and people get pissed. I'll just take you back in history. In the 1830s, the absolute worst part of the Jackson administration, and there were many high points, was when he forcibly relocated Native American tribes to Oklahoma, where they got shafted again. Another story, another time. But the Trail of Tears was the name. Mass deportation off rightfully owned land. And this follows him today. Now, he took on corrupt bankers out of Europe. He survived an assassination attempt over it. You can go on and on and on about the good things he did. And he did. However, this was a dark stain. When we go and pluck people who are not criminals, who've been here for years, and they came under the idea, well, I'll give you an example. Biden was telling people, come one, come all. We want you. They were in the early days, do you remember? They were wearing Biden t-shirts. What were these people supposed to believe? And I think these people need to be handled much differently, with a different outcome than the criminals. The criminals, out of here or in prison. One or the other. And I think Trump just needs to build massive detention facilities. And if the courts are going to block him making the streets safer for everybody, and this goes for citizens and non-citizens alike, you need to be confined if you're a danger to the public, if you're convicted of a serious crime. And I don't know why people have a problem with that, other than they're making political points somewhere. All right, having said that, let me give you an example where we need to take action, and it's against the cartel. And the cartel, they have no rights. None. Zero. When you're a member of a transnational criminal organization and you're victimizing citizens in this country and even non-citizens, sometimes non-citizens are bigger victims of everybody. But these people need to go. And there's another crime. We've covered a lot of the things they're doing. They've entered the timeshare business, the CJNG, and we've documented the ripoffs of American elderly. They've entered into the avocado business. They've entered into timber, gas. Some of the gas you're putting in your tank is stolen by the CJNG, siphoned off Pemex gas lines. And that's no secret. This has even been adjudicated in Mexico. And my heart goes out to Pemex. They're not willingly doing this. I used to have a source in Pemex. Stories he told me about the Chinese interference in their companies, legendary. The DEA officials that I know have told me the same thing. Now, let's talk about the latest thing that the cartel are into. And we need a cartel crackdown. And these people, beyond human rights and jurisdictional principles of protecting liberties, in other words, you just can't say you're guilty and then take action against them. You have to adjudicate them. Although you don't need a hearing to deport criminals. That's just amazing to me. I've looked at the law. But anyway, let's talk about the latest intrusion. If you're in a border city, and I don't know that this is confined to borders, but along the border in Arizona and big time in San Diego, El Paso, Brownsville, you have these food carts. And I really hesitated to do this report because out where I live in rural northern Maricopa County, when I turn off on my road from the main expressway and make my way to my home in a rural area, there are a couple of food carts. I've eaten there, and these guys are Americans. They're operating legally. They engage in good sanitation practices. You're not going to get food poisoning because you buy something from them. Now, I think the prices are restaurant level. I don't think you save any money by buying from them, but you do have the convenience. I don't want to cook dinner tonight. No, there they are. I don't have a problem with that. And it's kind of funny because they've been persecuted by county authorities. No, you can't be here. You can't set up there. You can't be there. And the county doesn't even maintain our roads worth of crap. Yet they're really, really diligent about going after these people. Yeah, I don't understand that at all. Some of the guys I've talked to that do this work are first generation, and they're working their butt off to make a difference, trying to provide their kids with future opportunities. I admire that. I come from an immigrant, excuse me, an immigrant family on my dad's side. Now, having said that, some of these food carts are having a very detrimental effect. Not the ones in my area, but the ones in metropolitan areas. They'll set up in front of a place and they'll siphon customers off from the bar or restaurant menu. They'll undersell maybe by 50 cents or a dollar an item. But then the reports that we're getting, Save San Diego's one that I was reading, uncovered food, non-refrigerated hot dogs being sold. It's hepatitis on a plate with a side order of E. coli. And that was a phrase that was used in some of the investigative reports. The San Diego media actually has a hold of it. But unfortunately, governors like Gavin Newsom and Katie Hobbs in Arizona, where I live, they're just fine with this. No regulation. They don't send out the health people. It's absolutely incredible what they're getting away with. And they're driving some businesses out of business by slightly underselling. And then they are endangering public health. And they like to set up at the bars in the bar restaurants at around closing time. So someone walks out of a bar 1 a.m., 2 a.m., and they've been drinking. Their judgment's kind of impaired. And then they eat the crap and go home and doesn't they don't know what made them sick, the alcohol or the food. But either way, it's a nuisance. It's cartel infested, and a lot of money laundering is going on with this as well. And I took this to some law enforcement figures, and I asked them, I said, I imagine money laundering is big. They go, absolutely. They overreport income by as much as 1,000% in some of the cases they busted. That's pretty big for a small food cart. Now, here's what I don't want to promote. Some of the food carts completely legitimate. You get really good food, and sometimes you get a good deal. You get the convenience. And then I like supporting individual entrepreneurs more than I do the big corporate box stores. But I think you need to do due diligence, and you need to look at their food preparation methods before you order anything. Just stand there off to the side and look at how they conduct it. You got uncovered food, walk the other way. But what really bothers me is there's no food licensing for a lot of these people because in places like California, olly-olly oxen free, no regulations, no restrictions, and the public suffers. I have a real problem with that. And the reason that these entities exist is because of lax enforcement from authorities for various political reasons. That's about as politically correct as I can say it. So exercise due diligence, be cautious, and sign up for our newsletter. How do you do that? Well, you go to thecommonsenseshow.com, click on the newsletter link, and put in your email. We do not sell your data. We will never do that. And you'll get a recapitulation of everything we've done in the last 24 hours. And over 50,000 people are taking advantage of this, you should too. Hey, thanks for joining us. We'll see you back here again next time.
Hello, America, and our friends around the world. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. If you haven't checked out our newsletter, you should because it's convenient. The multiple publications that we do each day, news items that we spread throughout the day, well, you can get it all in one source, and that is our newsletter. The way you subscribe is go to thecommonsenseshow.com and click on the newsletter link, put your email in, and never, 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 ever sell your data. And over 50,000 people are doing this, and best of all, it's free. Hey, we're brought to you by the Nanosoma products. And you've heard me talk about the spray. This restored my lung functioning by raising my immune system. The product doesn't cure anything, but what it does do is it produces the kind of vitamin response in your immune system that raises your immune system functioning. And this brought me back from strip lung linings produced by RSV. Nothing was going to touch this. I was told by doctors, this is not reversible. They're gone. Well, they're not gone. They're back. And I'm doing things I haven't done in 25 years. But to assist me with that, I had to go to a second product by Nanosoma. And this, when you rub it on joints, it helps develop pluripotent stem cells. And today, my bone-on-bone knees can tolerate things I haven't been able to do in 25 years. It's pretty amazing. And then, of course, there's the cream I used. Remember the cut on my finger? Massive bandage, needed stitches. I said, no, I'm just going to use this. Rubbed it on, wrapped it for 2 weeks. Today, you can't even tell I was cut. Pretty amazing. And this removes fine lines and wrinkles. Together, this is the three-pack available for 15% off. Go to IWantMyHealthBack.com/Dave Hodges. IWantMyHealthBack.com/Dave Hodges. Well, I've got some very, very disturbing news. As some of you have followed me for a very long time, and I just went to and spoke at a convention for the new California 51st state, and this is going to happen at some point. I'm telling you, they're so well organized, it's unbelievable, and they do have this administration's support. But if I had people coming up to me there, said, Dave, I found Paul Preston, who's the founder of that movement. I found him through you, and I've been following you for 10, 12, 15 years. And I said, well, thank you. And I'm impressed and I'm humbled. But what's interesting is through that time up to today, I've had a couple of really good DEA sources, one of them now retired. And I'm getting the same information from both and from other outlets. You have heard Kash Patel now speaking publicly that our northern border is horribly insecure and we're going to see a resurgence of fentanyl deaths coming in from Canada. And it doesn't take much of a mystery to figure this out. Communist Chinese influence in British Columbia, unmistakable. The Port of Vancouver, they don't even, I mean, what is it I heard? Less than one half of 1% of the cargo coming into Vancouver is inspected. And so the cartels have moved in to Canada, bypassing the fortified southern border into British Columbia, where they have a 5,000-mile border where they can simply distribute their drugs. And there's drug addicts in Canada, there's drug addicts here in America. And the communist Chinese, we know, are providing the fentanyl that the cartels develop, they synthesize and make it ready for distribution. And what the cartels have done is they have come into British Columbia and throughout Canada along our northern border. And they are making deals with the local gangs. In America, it's a well-known fact that they're driving local gangs into extinction. They're taking them over, turning these people into subservient allies or employees. I would imagine the same trend is happening in Canada, although I didn't get that detail, but I've been told they're working with these gangs. And Hell's Angels is one of them, and I forget the names of all the gangs. They really differ significantly, except for Hell's Angels, with their gangs. And there were about five gangs that were mentioned to me, and they've got their drug labs. They started out as meth, and now these labs have grown numerically to huge proportions, and now fentanyl is starting to trickle in, and crossing the northern border is easier than it was ever to cross the southern border. We're going to see a resurgence of fentanyl deaths again. And the great work that President Trump and his people have done in securing the southern border needs to be done at the northern border, but that's a much longer border, much more difficult to defend against. I would say this is an attack upon our nation. Would you agree this is an act of war by Communist China? I believe interdicting these ships from China could be an order. No, I know, I know. People who hate this country inside this country are going to say, that's an act of war. No, blockades are an act of war. But so is killing 300,000 Americans over the last 4 years, which is what the fentanyl casualties come to, according to the government statistics. We need some kind of extreme action. Fortifying a 5,000-mile border, that's going to be really hard to do. That's going to be really hard to do. The cost involved. And militarily, we're looking to contain and actually take away Iran's nuclear program. We're trying to help NATO now deal with the Russian issue with Ukraine. And now we've got the Chinese problem, who are our main enemy, sworn to the destruction of our country, yet we cater to them in trading. Go figure, Trump is reversing that. You know, the Chinese, if they want to survive, they better play nice, because they are in total depression. Their economy is in absolute free fall. But that aside, dealing with the issue of the northern border, it's a tough one. I've asked this question. I don't have any cartel members to speak to about this, but I've asked the question of the secondary source, DEA. And I said, are they not worried about our special forces coming in and taking care of business? And they said they have nothing to lose. They'll fight down to the last person, and they expect it to happen. Now, this is a comment coming out of Mexico. I can't imagine it would be any different in Canada, but can you imagine if Canada, especially with the four-province debate, are they going to come into the United States and all that's going in there? There's actually a saying now in Alberta about that: first or 51st. In other words, 51st state, or you put us first, Ottawa. And the people in the four states, except for along the western half of British Columbia, have had it with their federal government. But even having said that, can you imagine if we sent special forces into Canada to eradicate these forces? And I've been told they're setting up camp, just like Hamas did in Gaza, in residential areas, near schools, near parks, near hospitals, to try to discourage aerial assaults without civilian casualties in collateral damage and the PR disaster that would bring. So we have a huge problem. And my question is, what are we going to do about it? I almost came out with this 2 weeks ago, as I was first starting to talk to my main DEA contact, but I decided to hold off. I wanted to see if there'd be more collaborating data, add to credibility. And when Kash Patel came out and made his comment about the northern border, I said, okay, that's good enough collaboration for me. And here it is, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm going to ask you to comment on the show. What do you think we should do about it? 300,000 deaths over the next 4 years, like the last 4 years, is not acceptable to me. And people say, well, they're drug addicts, they're choosing. Well, you know what? Even if that's true, we have an obligation to protect them. And it's not 100% true. People sometimes will take unknown pills to, oh, I got a headache. Oh, here's something for your headache. And it's laced in fentanyl. And 20 minutes later, they're not breathing. That's really who we need to protect. And this is an act of war by China. I've been saying this since this crisis mushroomed. And we refuse to deal with it. Now, the Biden administration in bed with China. Just look at the trade imbalance. You need any more proof of that? Forget the congressional allegations and the Comer Oversight Committee and the connection of the Biden family to all the stuff in China. Forget all that. Leave that out. Let's assume it doesn't even exist, never happened, and the public didn't have one fact. We have incontrovertible proof that the fentanyl originates in China. It matters not that the cartel aren't getting the final product. And it's coming in a raw product form. That doesn't matter. That's like giving someone a gun without the bullets and say, you can use this to rob the bank. They go out and get the bullets. You're still accountable as an accessory to crime before the fact. Same with China. And I am extremely disturbed we're not doing anything about it. Now, I'm also a pragmatist. Many of you who need medications depend on the Chinese supply line. This administration needs to prioritize the development of the manufacture and distribution nationally of critical products, both in terms of national defense and in terms of our health care. That has to happen yesterday. And I know President Trump probably feels like he's bailing out the Titanic with a teaspoon. And I understand the problems are overwhelming and insurmountable in nature. And on top of that, he's fighting judges that won't even obey the Supreme Court. Did not the Supreme Court come out and say, as a federal district judge, you can only make a ruling within your jurisdiction? You can't make a national injunction. Well, they did it again yesterday. So I understand Trump is overwhelmed by these challenges. I get that. Do we want 300,000 more deaths? Because that's what's coming. And the border patrol on the Canadian border, they may as well not even be there. There are so few with so much land to cover. And we know about the drug cartel sending in serious drugs into New York. That's been covered in the mainstream media. Anyway, it's a problem. Tell me what you think we should do about it. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back here next time. Connecting the dots, that's a lot of what I have to do in my work. And I'm going to ask the question, how far would the cartels be, especially the El Chapitos, the Sinaloa cartel, how far would they be willing to go to break El Chapo out of a supermax prison in Canyon City, Colorado? Well, the evidence is beginning to add up. And we're calling it a preponderance of the evidence. And it's disturbing. It's more than disturbing. The facts are, we're going to present here are not refutable. They're a matter of public record, often judicial public record, in addition to some exposure in the mainstream media. Wow. Buckle up. This is going to be a wild ride. We are brought to you by the NanoSoma products. If you get the starter pack, it's a three pack, you get three of these spray that absolutely enhances your immune system. You've heard my remarkable comeback from RSV and strip lung linings. This doesn't cure anything, but it does raise the elements of your immune system precipitously. Then, if you want joint relief, this is how I use this in over a 2 to 3 month period. What I couldn't do before with regard to exercising with things like deadlift and sled pulls and pushes and so forth, I can now do without inflammation, without pain. That's because one of the byproducts of this is pluripotent stem cell development. This is fantastic. And then, of course, I call this the vanity cream. But also, too, you remember the bandage I had on my finger a few weeks ago? And I had it on there for 2 weeks. I needed stitches. And I said, I don't want to go to the emergency room and deal with that nonsense. And so I rubbed this cream on and wrapped it every single day, changed it, cleaned it, wrapped it, put this on. And in 2 weeks, No stitches needed. Perfectly fine. Together, that's the three pack, 15% off. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com. iwantmyhealthback.com. Well, let's go through a scenario of things some I've reported on. And now we have enough data, we can begin to connect the dots. It's kind of like a detective board. You know, we're detectives about, we know this fact, we know that fact, we know this, we know that. And they start to look for the patterns that emerge. Well, this is what I've done here. First of all, let me start with a hardcore fact. Pueblo, Colorado is the highest crime-rated city in America per capita. And in part because it's home to active Sinaloa cartel activity. Huge, huge. We've had federal officials speak out about this in this region. So keeping this in mind, let me start with my home state and two incidences I reported. Two separate instances on Interstate 10 between Tucson and Phoenix, where random traffic stops on the highway produced amazing amounts of ammunition. Amazing. Not once, but twice, and in separate instances, busted, headed north. I think now that was headed towards Pueblo, Colorado. And you'll see why I draw that conclusion when we go to the second part of this. In Colorado, in Fremont County, and I want to make sure I get these names correct because they've been adjudicated and this is in the media. Cesar Ramon Martinez and Humberto Guevara, known cartel, self-admitted cartel, according to the court records, and they were caught in a random stop, traffic stop, of transporting massive amounts of ammunition. Now, first of all, they're undocumented, so it is illegal for them to even possess the ammunition. You say, well, Dave, it's illegal for them to be here. I agree. But setting that aside for a second, because that's the hot topic item of today in the media, but let's get right to it. They had no business having this. They had no purpose for having it, and particularly in the amount they had it. They had enough to supply a small army, as did the two busts that were taking place on different locations on Interstate 10 in Arizona between Tucson and Phoenix in that corridor. So we have that aspect. And by the way, the bullets, some of the bullets that were confiscated, the ammunition was confiscated in the Colorado situation in Fremont County, armor-piercing bullets. I think that speaks for itself. Well, just recently, Ricardo Pereira Quinones, make sure I get the name right as best as I can. He was busted in similar circumstance to the Colorado and the Arizona bus. Same scenario. This guy spoke such bad English, he had to get his girlfriend on the phone to translate with the police officers, but he was also found with coke, illegal weapons, and he also too had been twice deported. Didn't belong in the country. Certainly wasn't allowed to have this stuff. Now, what's interesting is both the Colorado and the Wyoming case, the ammunition was purchased where you don't need to prove identity or residential status or citizenship status or anything. You just walk into a Utah gun store and buy, and that's what they did. Both of these major purchases were made in Utah. And presumably, and he's an admitted cartel member according to the records, he was indicted, this latter person, Quinones. He was indicted. The judge, Klosterman, a Democratic federal district judge, so what I'm about to tell you should not be surprising. He set the bond at a ridiculously low level, 20,000, but he made it an unsecured bond, meaning that Quinones could leave jail and not have to put up any money. And do you think he showed up for his court date? No. No. What's interesting is this action taken by this rogue federal judge
was challenged by the U.S. district attorney at that point. But unfortunately, the challenge came on the same day that Quiñones was released. What a coincidence. And never has been seen again. The thinking on the part of law enforcement, and this has been publicly stated, is the ammunition was headed to Pueblo. So we have two instances of law enforcement saying headed to Pueblo. One bust was right outside Pueblo in Fremont County. We'll get into that in just a moment. And then I'm assuming the Arizona situation, which followed the same MO, precisely the same MO, with the same kind of ammunition, was headed towards Pueblo. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. Where is El Chapo Guzman located? He's in a supermax prison from where there's never been an escape in Canyon City, Colorado, 45 minutes west of Pueblo. Surprise, surprise. Fremont County, where these men were busted in the Colorado bust, were coming from Pueblo in the direction of the prison when they were interdicted on the highway and then the stuff was found. And you're saying, could the cartel even think about breaking this man out of prison? The best case scenario is the one I'm going to give you. The worst case scenario is what I'm going to cover in part two. Best case scenario, yes, they were. How do we know? Well, we know El Chapo has escaped from high security Mexican prisons not once, but twice. And when the son of El Chapo, now in the US under arrest, but when the son of El Chapo was arrested by Mexican authorities in Culiacan, the Sinaloa came out of the woodwork. They had armored vehicles, they had drones, they had helicopters, they outgunned a combination of the local police and the Mexican federales and the Mexican army. They outgunned them. And basically, the Mexican government threw up their hands and say, no mas, no mas. And they released El Chapo's son. That is unbelievable, but it happened and it's been publicized on both sides of the border. So, would they try to break El Chapo out? I think there's absolutely no question that they would. And you're saying, well, Dave, you said this is the best case scenario. Wait till you hear part two. But before I go, I want to conclude with this thought. We know these three busts took place. I-10, the road from Pueblo to Canyon City, and Interstate 25 coming out of Wyoming into Colorado. We know they took place. How many of these shipments have not been discovered because of routine traffic violations? In the case coming out of Wyoming with Quiñones, he was traveling 89 and a 75. Pretty minor violation. In the other bust from Pueblo to Canyon City, it was a tail light out, license plate light out, failure to dim your brights. Pretty routine stuff. And fortunately, these police officers lived to tell about it. And that when I read that, is my main concern. And we wonder why cops fear for safety. Okay, you know what happened south of the border? How long before it begins to happen north of the border? This is scary, scary stuff. This is the degree of penetration, and I'm giving you the best case scenario. You're going, what could be worse? Well, stay tuned. Part two will be coming up in the next segment.